a really helpful resource for book publishing and for any, really, lots of different kinds of business processes is Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. I'm going to show you how I find great Fiverrs. So really, if you're really stuck with book titles, for example, you can hire a Fiverr to come up with five book ideas for you by giving them a draft of your book or just giving them the first three chapters, and they'll come up with ideas for book titles. I paid two people on Fiverr $15 or $20 each to do the exercise. I really liked one of them. I didn't like the other one. I think I paid three people. I really liked one of them. Anyway, you just let me show you how to find good ones. And you could do it for all kinds of things. If you're getting stuck with book titles, if you want to hire additional editor, if you want to, obviously we're going to do Fiverr for book covers as well. And, you know, even for book marketing, but, you know, anyway, let's go ahead and take a look. I'll show you how to use good find for Fiverr. Okay. For Fiverr is Fiverr.com. And once you get here, go ahead and, oh, this is the guy I did not like, Sneers94. That was one of the guys I'm like, that was, Nick, this one I didn't like so much either. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let's say book title ideas. Okay. And press enter. So whatever you're looking for, go ahead and press enter. Let's search it, press enter. And here's what I do. What I used to do. Okay, there's actually two methods I want to share with you. The most obvious method most people think is, well, let me go. I mean, there are so many options. There's 2,000 options, right? There's too many options. So we have to narrow down. So how do we narrow down? What I like to do is go seller details. This is one option, is to go, well, let me just go with the top rated people. Level one, top rated seller, there's 20 of them. Okay, so I'm just going to seller, 20 of them. Okay, let's say speaks English. So that might narrow down a little bit here. And you could even say, hey, I just want to work with people who are kind of more local to my culture, US, Canada, whatever. You can make that selection. So let's say UK, all right? Let's just say that. Let's click apply. Are there any tops? There's only one. So that makes it real easy, but that's expensive. Starting at 250, that's more than I'm willing to spend. And this is really important. When you are using Fiverr or when you're hiring anybody, you always want to go slow. You always want to hire someone for $5, $10, up to $20, maybe up to $25, if you're really confident about someone to try out. That should always be your first gig with them. Always, 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 up to $25, ideally $5 or $10, maybe $15. I wouldn't go right, unless you have so much money. Is that $250? That's nothing to me, okay? So, all right, apparently this is too filtered down, so I would get rid of maybe United Kingdom, and now suddenly we have 20 options. And then 20 is really easy because you could basically look at the budget that you can do. And another way of quickly looking at the budget is to go, you know, I'm willing to spend up to 25 right now for the first gig for sure. And 25 doesn't mean that the person may have more advanced gigs that have more money, but they're willing to have a basic gig for people to try out. That's up to 25. Let me click apply. Well, there's only one person. Well, that's really easy. Starting at 20, I would design professional book cover. So this is about a book cover. So I'm going to now remove top rated seller. And what I'm going to do instead is to say level two, because top rated is the top and then level two is the next level. And it tells me it has 160 at the budget that I have. Because I've already got these two filters in. If I add these two, this filter, it'll be 160 options. So I'm going to click on apply. And UK, there we go, 41. Let me see if that's true. If I do those filters, gosh, there you go. Let's say I want someone with a British sense of humor. And title ideas. Do I have any title ideas? No. So let me do category. So as you can see, I'm filtering a little bit too much. So let me just go level two under 25, and I'm looking for title ideas. And here's what I can do. I could use my browser's find function. So on the browser here, you do Command F on the keyboard, and you can see immediately this find function comes up. And I'm going to do, or Control F on the Windows. I'm going to type the word title, and I can then scroll through here and click down arrow. Oh, deliver title ideas. That sell. 34 reviews, 4.9. That's quite good. You know, let me keep going. Oh, title. See, it's already highlighting for me. Oh, title. Hey, 86 reviews of 5 stars, starting at 20. Sure, I would give you a try. Starting at 15. Why wouldn't I give this person a try? 89, 5 stars, or average of 5 stars, 89 reviews, right? So this is one way you would quickly find. So let me go ahead and find this, go to this person. I will click on them. All right. And I would basically, before I say yes, and by the way, don't assume that this is the person. Don't assume this is them. People often use, you know, pretty girls and pretty guys as their Fiverr picture. It's oftentimes like someone from Pakistan, some like, you know, 23-year-old guy from Pakistan or something like that. Anyway, not that they're not pretty, but they're probably not the picture. So, but they tell you what it is, and this is good. And the other next thing to do is I always scroll down and I look at from Greece. So they're not really from the UK. I don't know how they showed up for UK. That's interesting. And then I go down and look at some of the reviews. Okay. So just kind of see if like, oh, this seems like it's good, right? And I kind of read the reviews and then I'll go ahead and click buy. All right. So that's method number one. And in fact, I'm going to do method number two as my next video.